Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. With the weather getting warmer, I've been thinking about air conditioning. I know that ACs are getting more efficient, but more people are using them too. So are we using more or less energy than we did in the past? We had Harrison Katz and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Harrison and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So are we using more or less energy on air conditioning than we did in the past?
Good question. To find out, we have to pick a specific time in the past and compare it to today.
Luckily, the United States Energy Information Administration conducts a lot of surveys on household energy use.
The earliest survey that includes information on air conditioning and efficiency is from 1990, so we'll start there.
And the most recent survey is from 2015, so we'll compare those 2 years.
That means we're talking about a period of 25 years.
Exactly.
Okay, let's start with how many people have air conditioners.
So in 1990, about 70% of U.S. households had some form of air conditioning system.
In 2015, that percentage was nearly 90%.
About a 20% increase. And over that time, I'm assuming our population grew too.
Yes. From 1990 to 2015, the population of the United States went up by nearly 30%. So that's more people with more air conditioning units on average.
But air conditioners are more efficient now, right? That has to count for something.
Right. The U.S. Department of Energy has strict efficiency standards for electric appliances.
Air conditioning units are rated based on something called the Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio, or SEER.
The SEER rating compares an air conditioning unit's cooling abilities with the amount of electricity it uses per hour.
And have those ratings led to more efficient air conditioners?
Yes. The average SEER rating doubled from 1990 to 2015, which means air conditioners became twice as efficient.
Okay, we've got more air conditioners, but they use half as much energy. What's the verdict?
Well, there's one more piece to the air conditioning equation we haven't mentioned yet. How frequently we use them.
The average household in 2015 used their air conditioning system nearly twice as often as the average household in 1990.
When you factor that in and crunch the numbers, that increase in usage really makes a difference. We use about 50% more energy on cooling our homes now than we did in the past.
50% more? I would have thought the new standards would have saved us energy.
Nope. And to put that number into context, home air conditioning systems use up about 6% of all electricity produced in the United States.
And if you zoom out and look at air conditioning systems worldwide, they use up about 20% of all electricity produced on Earth.
Okay, that's a lot of energy.
Right. So even though our air conditioners are more efficient, we still have to be careful about how much we use them. For instance, only run them when you're at home and keep your windows closed if your AC is on.
Great. Thanks, Harrison and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.